Jesus continuing the parables we heard last week about the parable of the the sower on the sower and the seed, putting the seed on the various paths, the path, the good soil, that kind of seed, that kind of thing. So he's continuing telling parables. He's probably at this point at Capernaum. Again, that's where Jesus, after he lived in Nazareth, first part of his life, went to live. Peter lived in Capernaum, so that was sort of Jesus' home base during his Galilean mission, basically up around the Sea of Galilee for most of his public ministry, although he went quite often down to Jerusalem. And so he's, again, sharing these parables, and the parable that he gives, I believe there's a number of them, but he gives the weeds and the wheat, the parable of the mustard seed and the leavened bread, talking about the kingdom. But I want to focus on that first one, the weeds and the wheat, which Jesus expounds and expands and helps his disciples to understand. Basically, the farmer, the person who owns the land, seeds it with good seed. That's the Son of God seeds the earth. Remember, God created everything, and everything was good. And so God, Jesus, is like the sower who seeds good soil or good seed, and then the devil comes and throws in weeds. So he basically corrupts the environment in which the good seed, the wheat seed, is growing, and weeds show up, pop up. And of course, you can't. If a number of farmers here, you can't pull a weed if it's right next to the wheat plant, because you're going to rip up the wheat and there ain't going to be nothing left. So you have to leave it. And Jesus is saying that basically, and he's likening it to the world, obviously, that in the world there's going to be good and there's going to be evil. Yeah, that's the reality. So there's going to be evil around us. This is one of the things to be, obviously, be mindful of. It's just like to not get discouraged. To not get frustrated. Some people say, well, where is God in all this? There's all kinds of evil and this kind of thing. It's just like, that's going to happen. That's the reality. Yeah. And some people think, well, someone's not going to be very bad. They kind of maybe ignore evil. No, it's happening. It's there. This is a reality. So I just want to go into some things about how do we live in that? This is important for us. Especially it seems like in this day and age where it seems like there's a lot of evil. And again, evil happened back in Jesus' day, but it seems like it's kind of more like out front, in your face kind of thing right now. So the first thing, obviously, with wheat is the wheat has to be nourished. If you're with weeds, you're competing with the weeds for the moisture, the nutrients, these kind of things. So we have to be nourished in our spiritual life. We have to be strengthened. And that's like, how do we, we obviously we got to take time for prayer, ask the Lord for help us, and strengthen us. Remember that without God's help, we can't do it. So we have to pray, pray. Maybe we're struggling with something through, in our day. We just say a little prayer, Lord, help me. Or, whatever situation, difficulty we're having, certainly pray and ask the Lord for help and strength. And then pray, daily. It's just like, Lord, help me to do those things I'm called to do today. And certainly coming to Mass and the sacraments to be nourished. Again, it's I can't emphasize that enough, but coming to Mass is probably the most important thing we do. And they're like, well, I'm not getting nothing. Some say, well, I'm not getting nothing out of it. Well, in a certain sense, we're not supposed to get something out of it, because we're supposed to come here and worship the Lord, right? That's the main focus, right? But we do get something out of it. We're supposed to get something out of it. I mean, what's the point? Yeah. God doesn't need our worship. We need it. So when we come, it's like we're helped. And ultimately, in the Eucharist, we receive the communion. It's like we're nourished with Jesus. And some we might say, oh, it's not a... It seems that some people might say it's not a big deal. Well, the churches, in our Catholic Church should be filled, but they're not. It is a big deal. We need the Lord's help. We need Him to be nourished and strengthened. We need His help. So really important from that perspective, you know, it's just like to come and be helped and nourished and strengthened. And, you know, sometimes we don't even know it. It's just like, I didn't feel any difference coming to Mass, but we are being helped. So that's the thing. First is nourishment. The wheat needs to be nourished and strengthened. Another element, if you know about wheat, study wheat, wheat has what's called an allelopathic effect. In other words, that wheat actually, it sends out and suppresses, sends out chemicals that suppress the weeds that are around it. It actually, so there's other, like oats does that too, rye, other crops. So it sends out things into the soil to suppress the weeds. So it's kind of like, okay, we're supposed to do that in our world. You know, about 50 years ago, you know, evil was, some of the things that are going on today, it's just like, you didn't hear much about it. Or if you did, people were like, oh, that's bad, and there was, it would seem like there was more vocalization of that. Now today, it's just like, there's a lot more evil, it seems like, out in front of us. Right out in the open, you know, you hear about these satanic conferences, and there's more exorcisms going on. It's like evil is right in our face. And so how do we, you know, we're called to stand up to it. You know? And, you know, not to say, well, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings or whatever. It's like, no, we're called to be vocal. Well, the evil people, they're very vocal. You know? Yeah. So we're called to be vocal and try to suppress the evil. Right? That's one of the ways we do it, by saying, hey, no, that's wrong, and that's bad, and, you know, those kind of things. Not to be afraid. Yeah. Look, maybe, probably need to be more vocal, more out there, and saying, hey, that, no, that's wrong. Not worry about, in a sense, the consequences or hurting someone's feelings, you know. So to have that idea of suppressing, try to suppress the evil. The other thing is wheat, you know, needs a good environment to grow in. You know, it needs good soil, obviously, good air, good water, you know, rain. So the same is for us in our environment, in our culture. You know, like in our homes. You know, how is my environment as a, you know, a family in my home with regards to the spiritual life? You know, do I have crucifixes or a picture of the Sacred Heart? You know, do we pray, you know, at before meals, maybe a rosary? How is the environment in our homes? Yeah. These are things that are reminding us of where we're at. And especially, you know, if we have kids, or, you know, having that so they can see it. You know, an image, a picture is worth a thousand words. You know, if you wake up and you see a statue or an image of Jesus, it's just like, it can have a big effect. Then certainly in our schools, you know, the environments in our schools today, it's like really important, you know, what's going on in their schools, the CRT and other things that are just undermining the ways of the Lord. It's just like, hey, we gotta try to impact that, you know, so it's like get involved with school boards or, you know, this kind of thing. Really important, yeah. And then certainly at the, you know, at our local, state, and federal levels in our government, you know, it's like laws do impact people. You know, if the law says abortion is okay, then that can confuse somebody who's on the edge or not quite sure. Oh, well, if the law says it's okay, then it's okay. Well, that's not a proper environment. We're a Christian nation. You know, we should be following the Christian principles. So we have to impact that and influence that as Christians to the best of our ability. So really, really try to, you know, pray as to how, Lord, how do you want me to impact the environment in which we live so that we can foster Christian values and these kind of things. So another thing, you know, if you look at plants, it seems like if you have plants that are the same, like wheat plants together, and there's more of them, they seem like they support each other, the plants. So that's what we're called to do as Christians, to support one another, you know, in this battle. Yeah. Some we can get discouraged. So we support one another. Certainly we pray for one another. But then encourage one another. You know, it's like after Mass, and maybe you greet somebody you haven't met before and just maybe have a word of encouragement. Or, you know, a smile, you know, to that person. How do we encourage one another? That's one of the big reasons, well, not big, not the most important, but one of the reasons we come here to Mass is we come here and we're a communion. We're the body of Christ. We come and support one another, help one another, just by praying together. That's really important. Yeah. So to support one another, help one another. And lastly, the wheat is called to be, you know, fruitful, obviously. And the wheat goes into the good barn, right? So we want to be mindful about that. Then when we are following in the Lord's ways, we're doing what we're called to do, we're bearing fruit, we're wheat, heaven awaits us to be with God forever. So really, you know, that's, you know, focus, you know, important focus for us to have. And never to lose sight of that. So, yeah, there's going to be evil and good in the world. So we want to just, on our part, with the Lord's help and strength and nourishment, and we want to certainly suppress evil as we can and form and help the environment that we live in, and certainly support and help one another, pray for one another, and allow God to help us to influence our world for the good.